Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say, oh, 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 oh.
Leaving that same
got somebody out there saying I need God in my house. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Join Peace. Well, your host is none other than Apostle Sadie Elliott. I am so glad and elated that you all have stopped by the broadcast today. And before we start, if you would like to say anything on the broadcast, hit 1 on your keypad of your phone, whether it's your cell phone or your landline phone, and my switchboard will come up, and I will gladly bring you all in. And so we have an exciting topic today, and I think this topic is a good topic to talk about for this season and each and every one of our lives. So before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Well, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for what's about to occur on this line, what we will talk about. Move Sadie out of the way. And Lord Jesus, you come forth like never before, because it's not about me, it's all about you. It's about serving your people, dear Heavenly Father, any and everywhere, dear Heavenly Father, from the back to the front, from side to side, top to bottom. So, God, as we go forth for 30 minutes on this broadcast, dear Heavenly Father, you do what you do best. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Today, our topic is a spirit of caring can apply not only to people, but to the work we do for God and the things we use in that work. And I'll be bringing a few scriptures from the Bible, and if you have your purple pen, you can write it down. It's not that many. You know, the seed of compassion and concern are buried in the human heart. When need appear a tragic strike, those seeds grow to fruitful quickly. Anyone with a sense of humanity is ready and willing to help another in dire need. Call it love, concern, compassion, or care. It is our willingness to reach out, providing for others in a time of need. Share with them, comfort them, and just be with them. Be among Christians. There is a heightened sense of caring. The very term brother and sister in Christ suggests a richer, deeper relationship that transcends blood relationship. This is the time of the year everybody is hustling and bustling, passing people on by. Some you speak to, some you don't. Some you see with a sign, some you don't. And we know there is a great need out there. And it's a need all during the year from January to December. But you always find it's a greater need October, November, and December. Coming to the close of the year, so many people don't want to go back to work, and there's so many people are lost, losing their jobs at the end of the year. So that's where this come in. Caring, concern, love, and compassion this time of the year. You know, a caring heart was made in the Garden of Eden, in the first person on earth. You'll find that Genesis 2 and 15, the Lord God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to tend and care for it. Here, God, way back before we knew we was even thought of, you all, had already made provision for love, for concern, for compassion, and caring with the man that he put in the Garden of Eden. You know, God instilled a sense of caring for his creation in the first person on earth. Caring began in Eden and has been an essential part of humanity ever since. a caring spirit comes from the heart of God. That means you have to have that caring spirit God has given to you. So many people say, why do you do what you do? He loved me. He put it in me to have compassion, to have concern, to care about others, to love them. And that means I have to do what somebody else don't do. When he send me to an area, I have to fulfill that assignment. And it's hurting me more than it's going to hurt the people downtown this year with the weather getting cold. And I said I was going to take a backseat a while from cooking. I've been doing it for one pastor for 6 years, and I had been doing it before then. But it come upon a time that I have to still realize that I'm human. The body is strong. The mind is strong. And sometimes we have to let God do what he do in us to replenish us, because God have to replenish us, who's always giving out to others. You know, over in 1 Corinthians 9 and 29, the word of God says, throughout the scriptures, we are encouraged to care for God's house. The tabernacle, the temple, the synagogue, and in these days, our own church. That means a lot of people don't want to do things that God has pointed out or showed to them in the body of Christ. But he is telling you in 1 Corinthians 9 and 28, he wants us to be encouraged to care for God's house as well as our house. The tabernacle, the temple, the synagogue. And in our days, it's the church. You know, we honor God by caring for the place in which he is worshiped and the word is taught. Ask how you can help care for the building that you go to on Sundays, in which you worship on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Some people actually do the work of caretaking. Others contribute financially to ensure that God will be honored through the upkeep of his house or worship. You see in Nehemiah 10 and 32, take your church building for granted. It's not going to be there always. You've seen that with the pandemic. The building is there, but you at home on Zoom or you on Facebook. And when you're allowed to go back in, don't take it for granted. Keep it clean. Keep the tabernacle, the church, the synagogue, clean, the temple. Because when you invite others to them, you want them to see what you see. You want it to be clean, decently, and in order. I went over to Deuteronomy chapter 1 and 31, and you can read that at your leisure. You know, in the wilderness, God demonstrated parenting love and caring. Caring families produce strong families, bond. Here, Ruth cared for Naomi, though she was related through marriage only, not blood. You'll find that in Ruth 1, 16 through 18. Over in Matthew 5 and 6, speak of care for aging parents as a command from God. Luke 9 and 48 remind us that when we care for a little child, we are showing how much we care for Christ himself. Over in 1 Thessalonians verses 2 and 3, it tells us of the tender care of a mother who feeds and nurtures her children. The concept of caring is built right into the concept of family. You know, when I read that, I thought about Naomi and Ruth. How Ruth was her mother-in-law. But she knowed how she had cared for her. She didn't want to leave her. How many of you out there in computer land, radio land, cared for someone? God called them home. Or they may have gotten sick, and you felt it was your obligation, duty, to see about them. We're talking about caring, sharing, concern, love. We're talking about all that today. The three C's today. And when you think about how good God has been to you, what God has been doing for you, you can't help but turn around and help somebody else less fortunate than yourself. No, we can't save the world. No, we can't do everything for everybody. No, we're not superwoman or superman. But let us take in consideration of what we can do to help somebody else less fortunate than ourselves. On our prayer line, they were speaking of a lady that's on dialysis and also have to have insulin. She's out in the elements. She didn't have nowhere to go, nowhere to keep her insulin cool. We prayed about it. And God opened the door where all the shelters were filled. They had an opening come available for this lady to get out of the cold, to get fresh food, get fresh cold water, hot water, get to keep her insulin cool. But you have not because you asked not. Here was someone went beyond their job for caring, concern, compassion. They went a little bit further and found where they could accommodate this lady. And I'm just telling you that dropping this off for free. I'm just a mayor lady dropping this off for free to you all today. If it's somebody God tell you to fix a plate of food for, get some medication over the counter that they can take, get some rough medicine that you know they could use, if it's some clothing that you know they need warm clothing or a blanket, you know you're not wearing it, it's just sitting in your closet, give it to somebody that you know that can use it and appreciate it. Today our topic is the spirit of caring, care and compassion and concern, the four C's today. This is the time of year where our homes are running over. People are buying more and more and more and not trying to give nothing away to help somebody else. It's not about how much you have. It's about sharing what you do have. And, you know, that is a blessing in itself. And we thanking God in advance for it today because he's a just God, a merciful God, a kind God. And, you know, my little saying for this year, can't have the best of everything. Make the best of everything you have. No, you might not be swamped down with money in your bank account. No, you may not have everything that you would like to have, but you got something that can help somebody else today. Somebody on your job, somebody at your place of worship, might be your neighbor, might be a little child, needs some shoes, and you got an extra $20. Go find the size of that child's shoe. Go buy him some shoes, some socks. You'll be surprised how you would light up somebody's day and brighten up their face. It's not all about toys or about a lot of money in the bank account. It's those little things, like the word of God said. It's the little foxes that destroys the vine. So when we think about the things that we can do to help somebody else, you know that ought to make you feel good. And I feel good today. I really do. Where I couldn't walk a week ago, was in so much pain. But today and on yesterday, God allowed me to get up and bake tea cakes and all for an order that I'm able to go deliver when I get off this broadcast. So, see, I'm able to go out and still do. I'm retired, but I see I can do something to help somebody else that may not be retired. Or somebody might be in a nursing home, a hospital, laying on their bed of affliction at home. But we can have a spirit of caring. It don't have to be somebody you know. It could be a total stranger. It could be a family standing on the side of the road with a sign, trying to get their next meal. Everybody is not out to harm you. Everybody is not out to swindle you. Let the Lord lead you on what to do and how to do it. Today we are talking about a spirit of caring that can apply not only to the work we do for God, but the things we use in that work, the tools we use. You know, a spirit of caring is part of family responsibility. Over in Deuteronomy 1 and 31, it said, "And you saw how the Lord your God cared for you again and again, here in the wilderness, just as a father cares for his child." God gonna take care of you no matter whether you have money or not. God will not forsaken you. I'm a living witness. He'll see for you when you can't see for yourself. He'll open doors that seem closed against you. He'll open up some doors just for you and then close them. He know how to do it, you all. So put your trust totally in God. You know, fathers and mothers, love is caring love. And as God model parents love, he at the same time model parentality. A loving spirit is at the same time a caring spirit. So you know your father and mother love you. The mother may not be in the home. The father may not be in the home. But whatever parent is that show love, show caring. So when they go out abroad, they go out on their own. They're going to know what love is about. They're going to know what the Spirit is about. They're going to know what the Holy Ghost is about. They're going to know what sharing is about. They're going to know what concern and compassion for someone else is all about because they were taught at home. My. You know, over in 1 Chronicles 9 and 28, it says, "Some was assigned to care for the various utensils used in worship." When you go to the sanctuary, to the temple, to the synagogue, to your church, is somebody responsible for making sure the piano keys and everything is the upkeep, the organ, the drums, the tambourine, the home, that everything that God has placed in his house is someone there that not only reap the benefit, but that will take care of everything that's in God's house. You know, over in John 2, and 16, he's saying, "Get these things out of here. Don't turn my father's house into a marketplace." God don't want you in the house selling stuff. I know a lot of places have the hotels where they use vending tables and stuff to keep from selling in God's house, especially when the word of God is going forth. God expects his people to care for his house, the church, and all that is in it. To neglect God's house is to rebel on uncaring spirit for God himself. God will direct you on what to get for the body of Christ. He will show you. He would even open doors where you can get it cheaper than what you thought to beautify his sanctuary. You beautify your home. You get everything for your home, so why not get everything that you possibly can or go to somebody that will donate it to you for your church, for your synagogue, for your temple? God have given us that much instruction. He cares on what we do and how we do it. And if anybody would like to say something on the broadcast, hit one on your keypad. I would love to hear from you today. You know, over in Proverbs 16 and 3, it says, "Commit your work to the Lord, and then your plans will succeed." When we commit our work to God, he can't help but bless it. Caring about your work brings about excellence and set an example to others of a job well done. That means, I have somebody. Praise the Lord. Let me get him on. Hallelujah. I'm bringing you out. You're now on the air, area code, phone number 0041. You're on the air. Go right ahead.
I praise the Lord for everyone today. And this gift of caring is no time like the present. I just think that everyone should be considerate of everyone. We love the Lord. We need to prove it right about now. There are so many things that are going on in this world, and we need one another because unity is the key. Love and caring is the way to go. And I'm grateful to hear this sermon today on the line. It encouraged my spirit to know that somebody is preaching a word about caring and loving. And God bless all of you today and the messenger of the hour. Amen.
Thank you so much, Carla. Thank you. Thank you. And if anybody else come on would like to say something, feel free. You know, God cares for us. It's the model for our care for others. God let us know he's taking care. He's taking care of our needs while we're taking care of somebody else's need. When we say, well, no, I don't have this, and no, I don't have, but I have such and such a thing. Let me go help this one. And see, while you helping somebody else, whether at the hospital, in the nursing home, on the corner, in the sanctuary, God is blessing your needs while you blessing somebody else's need. And they say, well, how? You say, I don't know, but God did it. All I can tell you is God did it. You know, over in Exodus 8:23, it say, we fasted and earnestly prayed that our God would take care of us when he had heard our prayer. That means when we go to God with our petition and give him the praise, tell him what we need. He already know, but he waiting for you to say something. He waiting for you to ask. You know, this cliche, a closed mouth never get fed. If you never open your mouth for what's going on or what you need, everybody don't have discernment. Everybody don't have that extra sixth sense I used to say I had when I was in school. So we're going to give God praise for what he doing because we know God is totally in control. Over in 1 Peter 5:7, the word of God said, give all your worries, not some of them, all your worries and cares to God. But he cares about what happened to you. God is sitting, he's woke, y'all, 24/7. He's that kind of God. He's taking care of everything while we sleep, while we slumber on our pillow, while we doing this and that. God is steadily opening doors for us. You know, a good exercise would be to make a list of all the ways God cares for you today. Try to model this same kind of care towards others. When you sit down and think about how good God has been to you, what all he has done for you, your soul should cry out, thank you. Hallelujah, Lord, for saving me. Hallelujah, Lord, that I had it to give. Let me get a little swallow of water. You know, our loving care must reach beyond our own family to orphans, widows, and other people in need. You know, some people just want to do with their family. But God may send you somewhere to a person that's not your family, not no kin. Maybe you just met that person, or you haven't met him yet. But God wants you to supply the need that he's going to give you. Over in James 1:27, it say, pure and lasting religion in the sight of God, our Father, means that we must care for orphans and widows in their troubles and refuse to let the world corrupt us. The Bible said in that, he's going to bless us, you all. But learn how to open your hands and open your mouth. Don't have a closed hand and a closed mouth, because if you got it balled up, nothing can come in it and nothing can go out. But if you release, open your hand, you'll be surprised at what God will put in your hand to not only help you but to help someone else. Though God's plan of salvation, he lovely help us to do what we could not do on our own. Through his plan for provision, he expect us to lovely do for the needy what they cannot do on their own. And I have some promises from God coming from the word of God, and I'll give you scriptures. God take care of his. That's coming from Psalms 23:6, Isaiah 46:4. God cares about your trouble. Psalms 55 and 22. God sends his angels to protect us. Psalms 91 and verse 11. God is close to all who call on him. Psalms 145 and 18. God brings good out of bad situations. Romans 8 and 28. You know that chapter, and we know. You know, give your worries to God today, for he cares about you. You'll find that in 1 Peter 5 and 7. So today, our broadcast was on caring. Excuse me. And the tag words we used was compassion, care, concern, and when you think about that, you can help somebody. Don't you know that make you feel good? No matter what you don't have, when you can come home, you've been had a long to-do list, and you might not have got nothing done on your list, but God sent you somewhere where you had never been. He sent you to help somebody that you didn't even know and might know, but you come home feeling so good inside that you was able to bless somebody else other than your one, two, three, and no more. And that's a blessing. God wants us to have compassion, caring, concern. And that is good for all the year, not just Christmas time. That's for all the year. And Carla, would you like to say anything before we leave the line? Because we thank you for the words of wisdom that you gave earlier. So if anybody else on the line would like to say something, feel free. The lines are still open. I'll be closing down in a few minutes. But I'm just giving God the praise and the glory for what he, who he is and what he's doing in each and every one of our lives. So if we have nothing coming from anybody else, we're going to close our program today. I was only doing 30 minutes because I'm going out and share the holiday greetings with some other people less fortunate than myself. I will be going out doing some things, stopping off at some places to spread good tidings. I'm going to show compassion. I'm going to show concern, and I'm for sure going to show care. So I'll be back after Christmas. I want everyone that came to the line today to have a merry, merry Christmas and a prosperous new year, hopefully to be back on next Wednesday if all goes the same with the Lord's willing. But today, think about it, on your job, on that telephone, which some people call the helephone, encourage somebody. Don't let nobody, I mean nobody, family, friends, husband, boyfriend, don't let nobody steal your peace or your joy nor your happiness today. Keep your peace. Even in the midst of trouble, keep your peace. Keep your joy. Because there's nothing like having that peace from God and that joy. And until next Wednesday, I want all of you all to be blessed. I enjoy what I do, and I thank God for what I do. I thank him that I'm even feeling good today, right now, because I'm thanking him in advance for divine healing, not just what the doctor said. I'm thanking him for divine healing, that he have healed my body continuously, completely, and I'm giving him praise, and I'm giving him glory. So until next Wednesday, Merry Christmas. Be blessed, and go out and make somebody else's day shine today. It might be a child. It might be an adult. It might be a teenager. But encourage somebody. It's not all about money. It can be an encouraging word that saves somebody today from committing suicide. So today, as you go forth today, think about somebody else other than your one, two, three, and no more. So until next week, like I tell you, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each one of you all and tell you just how much I love you. So until next Wednesday, be blessed. have a merry, 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 merry Christmas and help somebody along the way. Bye-bye.
We're gone.